السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers, this is the ayat of Surah Al-Jum'ah, 28th chapter of the Holy Quran. This is the only place in the whole Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the importance of Yawmul Jum'ah and Salatul Jum'ah. The previous nation never had this opportunity. For the Jewish, Yawmul Sabt, the Saturday, was a sacred day. And for the Nasara and Christians, Yawmul Ahad, the Sunday, is the holy day. But when it comes to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most amongst all the Anbiya and Prophets, so he, because of his most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his Ummah automatically became more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are fortunate that we are amongst the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted everything best to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Quran is the best Kitabullah. Although Tawrat, Injil, Zabur, Suhuf Ibrahim, all other divine scriptures revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But amongst all the divine scriptures, the Sayyidul Kitab is the Holy Quran. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created 12 months, but Sayyidul Shuhur, Shahru Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this month only, exclusively to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Best of the month. Every night created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the best night, Laylatul Qadr, Khairun min Alf Shahr, to this Ummah only. Previous Ummah never had Laylatul Qadr. Likewise, every day is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? But Sayyidul Ayyam is Yawmul Jum'ah. The master of the days is the Friday. And this Friday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my brothers, there are so many priorities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. And unfortunately, we are not taking the advantage of these virtues, of these days and these nights and these moments, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, has bestowed upon us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned in one of the hadith, inna yawm al-jum'ati sayyidul ayyam. Verily, the Friday is the master of the days. Wa a'zamuha indallahi wa huwa a'zamu indallahi min yawm al-adha wa yawm al-fitr. And this day is very great day inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to that extent, it is even the better and greater than Yawmul Fitr and Yawmul Adha. These are the 2 days. One is after finishing month of Ramadan, we celebrate Yawm al-Fitr, Eid al-Fitr. And after sacrificing the Qurbani, people perform the Hajj. Then we slaughter the animal. That is the Yawm al-Adha. So these are the 2 days of celebration granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? But, and we regard it as very great days. Days Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Obviously it is a great day, but inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Yawm al-Jum'ah is even greater and better than Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. So we can imagine how great and valuable this day comes every week for us. And what are we doing? We are just regarding it as casual day, as regular day, and we're not taking any advantage of this holy day. We're just letting it pass as a normal day, as every day. And why is so virtuous? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, وَفِيهِ خَمْسُ خِلَال. Why this great Jummah is the best day? خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِي آدَم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he decided to create a human being, and first human being, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he has selected best of the day amongst the week. And that day was Yawmul Jum'ah. So when the soul was blown into the statue of Adam alayhi salam, and he became alive, was a Yawmul Jum'ah. وَأَهْبَتَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ آدَمَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. And when, because of the mistake, because of the influence of Shaitan, Iblis, they ate that forbidden fruit. So because of that, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them down, Iblis, Adam alayhi salam, and Hawa alayhi salam all together onto this earth, that day also was the Friday. So it's beginning of everything, beginning of human being, beginning of new era, new place on the earth. وَفِيهِ تَوَفَّ اللَّهُ آدَمَ. The first death of human being took place was on Friday. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was the first man, and he was the first man who died. So first death took place, the first job by Israel alayhi salam, Malakul Maut, to snatch the ruh of the human being, Adam alayhi salam, took place on Yawm al-Jum'ah. That's why this Yawm al-Jum'ah is so virtuous. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned that whoever passes away now also, till the Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah has granted this virtue to this special day. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, among the human being, among the Muslims, Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam again, whoever passes away on the night of Jum'ah, which is start after Maghrib on Thursday night, this is the time the day Yawm al-Jum'ah starts. Whoever passes away on Thursday night, Jum'ah night, or the during the day until sunset, Allah will protect him from the punishment of the grave. Allah will make it easy for him. Out of respect of this day, he passed away on Jum'ah, I'm not going to make hard for him in the grave. This is the respect of for this Jummah. Because Adam alayhi salam also passed away on Jummah. So Allah Ta'ala granted this dignity and honor to this Jummah. We all have to die one day, right? Make dua, may Allah Ta'ala grant us this Yawmul Jummah. So it can be easy for us in the qabr. And then and further Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, وَفِيهِ سَاعَةٌ. In this day, there is one sa'ah, there is one hour, which is very valuable, precious. لَا يَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ فِيهِ الْعَبْدُ شَيْئًا إِلَّا أَعْتَاهُ. Whatever a servant asks in that particular hour, in that particular sa'ah, whatever he asks, as long as he doesn't ask anything haram, lottery ticket or gambling, things like that, Allah will grant him exactly the same thing, whatever he's asking. But that sa'ah is hidden. And let me explain you, there are so many opinions with regard to this sa'ah, when it is. Some of them say it is the tahajjud time on Jummah. Some of them say after Ishraq. Some of them say when the Imam is starting his khutbah till he ends his salah. Some of them say it is before Maghrib, before sunset, after Asr. That is the sa'ah, that is the
valuable, precious hour in which you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say Allah will respond it and Allah will grant the same thing. So Allah has hidden, like Laylatul Qadr, Allah has hidden which night is Laylatul Qadr, we don't know. It is the khairu min al-fishar, is better than 1,000 months, but which night Allah Ta'ala wants us to make some extra effort. Awake more nights, don't stuck to one night on 27 only. So this is also the sa'a which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hide during these 24 hours. Which hour, which sa'a is valuable, only Allah knows. So nowadays I want to clear this thing that when Imam is sitting after first khutbah, so some of the brothers, they raise hand, they make dua. They think this is the time between the two khutbahs that dua has been accepted. But this is the wrong concept. This is not proven by the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or in the sahabi never did it. That while khutbah is on, you should not raise your hand and make dua. Yes, it means, which is the comes in the hadith, when the imam starts the khutbah until he ends salat, there is one of the sa'a it can be. It means when the imam is making dua in the khutbah for all the people, that the dua will be accepted. Or when the imam is making dua in the salat after the salat, that dua will be accepted. It's not individually when the imam is sitting between the two khutbah, you raise your hands and you start making dua. That is wrong thing. We should not do it. Because to listen the khutbah, my brothers, it is so essential, it is so important. In this verse which I have recited in Surah Al-Jum'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, idha nudiya lis-salati min yawm al-jum'ati, fas'au ila zikrillah. Hasten, rush, hurry up towards the zikrullah. Allama Ibn Kathir, who is the mufassir of the Holy Quran, he has written in the tafsir Ibn Kathir, fas'au ila zikrillah. What does it mean, ila zikrillah? Hasten towards the zikr of Allah. That zikr of Allah means khutbah. Zikrullah means Allah Ta'ala is commanding you to hasten to listen to the khutbah. And that's why this khutbah, Zuhr Salat every day we praying 4 rakat for us. On Jummah we praying only 2 rakat for us. So ulama explain that the 2 rakat of Zuhr instead of khutbah. It is that important. That's why Salatul Jummah is only 2 rakat and other 2 rakat the khutbah is instead of other 2 rakat. Is that essential? That's why it is haram to do anything, even to reply anyone's salam during the khutbah is on. It is haram. We cannot do anything. We have to listen to the khutbah attentively. Now people argue, oh, we don't understand Arabic, we don't know what the imam is saying. It doesn't matter. Salat we're doing in Arabic. Most of us don't understand the surah, the meaning of the Kul huwallahu ahad and Kul huwal kafir, we don't understand. Still, we have to pray the same surah in Arabic in the salat. So this khutbah also, instead of 2 rakat salat of zuhr, so it should be in Arabic and it should be listened very attentively. That's why those people who miss the khutbah, they are missing this very important part. We should not make the habit of it every time you come late and you just attend the rakat, oh, I got one last rakat, is okay for me, I have done my Jummah. No. You're not doing any favor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for our own benefit. Sacrifice little extra 5-10 minutes. Come little early to the masjid. This one of the hadiths I don't have time to go through, that the angels are standing outside on the Jummah and they're writing down the reward of that first person who entered in the masjid on Yawmul Jummah. He gets a reward of 1 camel slaughtering in path of Allah. The second person gets the reward of 1 cow. Third person gets the reward of one lamb. The fourth one gets the reward of one hen and chicken. And the fifth one gets 1 egg. After that, there is no reward. Right? So reward is reducing as you coming late. And then when the imam start khutbah, even though those angels who are appointed to write down the reward of those people who are entering the masjid, they also close their books, their register, and they start listening the khutbah. Although the khutbah is not wajib upon them, they are angels. Jesus came to write down your reward, but they do also respect the khutbah. It's so important. When the khutbah starts, they stop their job. And they listen the khutbah very attentively. So that's why, my brothers, you come little early and listen the khutbah also. Even you don't understand. That's why I try my best to explain whatever I'm going to say in Arabic, in English before the khutbah. So you are getting the message. So khutbah is the part of the salah tul Jummah. That's why it is essential for all of us to come early and to listen the khutbah. And inshallah, from next Jummah, time is going to change from Sunday. So